But first, tell us about where we're at. What is Velorussian? What do you guys do? Kind of how it started.
Well, Velorussian is an institution. We call it the Center of Bicycle Culture in Sault Ste. Marie. Velorussian, of course, velo is bicycle in French, and Russian, so it's a take on revolution. And the idea of the name came from actually Cuba. Cuba, as you know, has a communist type of political government and was not friends of the U.S., the grand plan of making the whole world like themselves. And depended on Russia for their energy and their imports. But in 1989, we all know the Berlin Wall fell down, and then Cuba was left alone. And being very independent, socialist country, they decided to have a go on their own. And they had an oil crisis. They didn't have any oil. So the government, in their pragmatic way, decided to buy about a million bicycles from China. And they distributed the bicycles to all the workers who needed to get from to get around, and because they had no cars and stuff like that. So they called it the La Velorussia. So basically transforming the world one bicycle at a time. Yeah. So they started it. So if you ever get an opportunity to ride in Cuba, it's probably the most bike-friendly country in the world, because not because it is the infrastructure is particularly bicycle-friendly, but there's no cars. Yeah. So people don't drive very much, and people walk a lot. And people. So anyway, so the Velorussian was that. So when this property was available, we wanted to build. I'm a physiotherapist by profession, and I designed a therapeutic pedaling device of all things. And we started this little place as a place to make those things. But I wanted it to be more than that. So we started bike retailing, and it went very well. But I wanted to build a non-motorized campground for long distance bike travelers.
It's perfect with all of the different routes coming through the Sioux.
Well, the Sioux is basically, I mean, we are in the middle of North America, basically. So everything is, and this is a place of gathering that's been here for thousands of years. I mean, this is where, and that's why the French were here, because, well, they were here, they wanted to establish a trade route. So one of the first early colonial trade wars occurred between the Ojibwe nation, this is local, and the Iroquois, who were associating with the Dutch. And then, of course, this became a very important corridor for them. So there was a lot of battles here between the Iroquois nation, and that's why they have Iroquois Point, which is just in Michigan, where there was a big battle between the Ojibwe, and the Iroquois came up, and they slaughtered a bunch of people. Anyway, so I'm digressing here, but so we've basically hosted over 1,000 long-distance cyclists over the last 12 years, and it's been an amazing positive experience. Cyclists, long distance bike travelers are special. They view the world at bike speed, and they tend to be more grounded than most people. They're very honest, they're very kind, and a lot of fun, and they like adventurous, as you know, because you're doing it.
So we're all logs
we follow the religion of the bike god, and the god of the wheel, and and cyclotherapy and all those things. So anyway, so that's the story of Velorussian. So you guys are basically, we believe that in North America, this is one of the most beautiful spots. You'll see it as you go north, but you've already know that you're from Marquette, so you're just gonna get more of it.
So can you tell us more about Lake Superior? Like, what's your favorite memory of the lake then? If you know that it's so special, what makes it so special?
I've had a few adventures on Lake Superior by boat, other than the fact that I have a camp there. But we go camping in Lake Superior Provincial Park, a place called Gargantua. And Gargantua is very special to First Nations, too. There's a place called Devil's Warehouse. And there's a lot of mystical things going on. They have an ochre mine, and that's where you see, like, pictographs. Then you'll see the pictograph at Agua Bay. So we go there on a canoe trip. We go camping. There's some beautiful beaches. And a couple of years ago, I was there in May at this time of year with my niece and nephew. And they were novices. And we went around the point, Gargantua Bay, come out of the bay, and we pitched our camp in Warp Bay, which is about maybe 10 kilometers away. And the second day, it just started to pour and rain. And there was a very, very strong offshore wind and huge thunderstorms. And it was not a nice still. He said, let's go back home, because we were cold, miserable. And it was only maybe a 2-hour paddle. But the wind was scary because you could see the white caps far away, but you couldn't. The waves weren't coming on shore. It was an offshore wind.
Yeah, yeah.
So we paddled along, and they were novices. I was in a kayak. They were in a canoe, and we're paddling along. And when you get to Gargantua Point, you turn around, and all of a sudden there's about 2 kilometers to the shore. So we come around the point, and the wind's right in our face. And then we're paddling, and as we're trying to paddle, we're actually going backwards. The wind was so strong. We're getting pushed out into Lake Superior. We could not get ahead. Like, we could not. We were tired. We were soaked. We were so miserable. But the other two, they'd never done this before. They had no idea how scared I was. And I've been there before. I said, we're going to die. Like, we're going to get blown away, right? So anyway, so finally, I was pulling them with my kayak because they couldn't steer very well.
Yeah.
So then I decided to hide behind, there's a huge bluff there, and a big rock bluff, so you could sort of shelter from the wind. And we went on shore, but to get around that point, there was only one other way to go. We had to climb over the bluff and carry our boats over this big bluff. It was maybe 100 feet up over this big rock and pulling the canoes up, and it took us like 2 hours. We were tired, we were miserable, and then just having a great time. You know? Then we get to the other side, and then it was okay, and then we followed the shore and we got off, and came home, and like, we were cold and drove home, came back. Then it is the best sleep, the best food, everything. You have to suffer to be happy.
Yes.
And they thought it was the most exciting. And then I told them, you know what? I was scared. And they said, you were scared. Yeah, I was scared. Oh, you should have been scared too. Yeah, you should have. So that's my story for your thing.
Yeah. I Thank you so much, Andre.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Hey, you guys have a good one. Great job.
Thank you.
Promote the lake. Yeah. This guy here, he's the best.
Trouble.
And that was our interview with Andre.
Yeah.